98.1 KZE on the line with me today. Delighted to be chatting with Rachel Johnson from the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse, an organization based in Poughkeepsie. As always, we are going to be accepting donations for the CPCA at our holiday party this coming Wednesday in the form of either a new unwrapped nonviolent toy or, of course, a cash donation is also welcome too. Rachel, thank you for hopping on.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Are we going to see you at the holiday party?
Yes, a team CPCA will be there. We have one of our committee members, Denise Patterson, who loves it. This is one of her favorite events, and she's been involved with our organization for a while. So Denise will be there as well. And we're excited to engage with your listeners, answer any questions people might have, and of course, collect these toys for kids who are in crisis in our local community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's great to be chatting with you. It's been a while. What have you guys been up to over the last year? What's new at the CPCA?
Sure. Well, we have really been trying to reach as many kids as possible, helping to strengthen families. We have really strengthened our curriculum that goes into the schools. We're the only nonprofit that goes into the local schools and teaches kids how they can protect themselves against bullying, against abuse, against trafficking. And we just added a robust curriculum called Not a Number, which allows us to go into the higher grades, like the high schools, and teach, talk to high schoolers about healthy relationships, about trafficking, because believe it or not, trafficking even happens in the Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. It's not like the movie, you know, people have in their mind the movie Taken.
Yeah.
And they think that's trafficking. Trafficking, a child can be trafficked without ever leaving their home.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really important piece to talk to the high schoolers about and to make sure that they understand healthy relationships and all of those pieces. And they've seemed really engaged. So we've started that process. And now we're reaching, between 15 to 19,000 kids every single year in our local schools. And the kids seem really engaged. So
that is amazing.
It's a really, yes.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean,
it's a really effective program.
I was going to say that it's very effective to be able to get in there directly and, you know, talk to kids face to face and, you know, make sure that they know what to look for and what to avoid and what to do if they do see, you know, signs of danger. And also, you know, I know that a big part of what you guys do is, you know, as being a center for the prevention of child abuse is working with families and working with adults who already have kids. If you're working with, you know, late teens who, you know, maybe 5, 10, 15 years are going to be having kids and they already kind of have this educational background, I think you're also preventing a lot of future bad situations.
Exactly. And many of them, this is really the first place they start to, because we also start at pre-K and we go all the way up and every grade has its own curriculum. So it gets sort of more in depth and a little bit heavier as they go on. And often this is the first place that children are saying, maybe what's been happening to me is not right or not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have children that will disclose for a friend. They'll listen to our presentation and say, I'm a little concerned about a friend. This is what I'm hearing. And sometimes it's not even abuse. Sometimes it's, but kids still need support. It might be things like, Billy pushed Sally out on the playground. I'm like, thanks for telling us. And we help support them with that. But it's not abuse.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you guys can learn how to handle that internally, but thank you for telling us.
Yes. But the schools love it. The schools love it because this is a free resource. You know, this is donations make this possible so that we can go into schools and be the resource there for schools. And we stay after. The kids will share their stories. We put in a report. Last school year, we had about 200 disclosures.
Wow.
Through this program. So it works. It's effective. It's saving lives. And it's also about breaking that cycle of generational abuse.
Yeah, this is amazing work that you guys are doing. And, to hear that it's all run, you know, donation based is remarkable. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the CPCA? How did you guys get started?
Oh, I sure can. Yeah, it was started by a group of moms, really, volunteers who were going into the schools and felt that, kids did need to know how to protect themselves. And the personal safety program in particular, that's our flagship, sort of our signature program. And we've been in existence for over 50 years. And when it first started, we used puppets. Mm-hmm. And we used to go into schools with these puppets. The kids loved it. They had fun. However, it was seen as a play. Mm-hmm. So they'd come, they'd watch it. Okay, that was fun. They were not applying it to real life scenarios or to their own life.
Yeah.
Whereas our curriculum that we have now, they apply it to, it gives them actual movements, words, how to empower themselves, how to speak up, and what specifically to do in the situations. It's very different. They still love it just as much. They have, the little ones have fun. It ends with a dance party, but very different than when the puppets were used, you know, a decade ago.
Right.
And then the task force, a child abuse task force was developed. And they started to partner with law enforcement and the district attorney's office and Dutchess County and community and family services. And a child advocacy center was born. And we were actually the first in New York State, the first child advocacy center in New York State. We are accredited by the National Children's Alliance. So we're really seen as the gold standard. And now there's thousands of child advocacy centers across the nation. And what's so special about the model of a child advocacy center is it is a safe place for a child to tell their story, where all the professionals are there under one roof, so a child doesn't need to get bounced around having to tell the social worker and then CPS and then the police officer, and then they whisked away to the emergency room and they're telling the intake and the nurse and the doctor. Every time they tell that story, they are reliving that trauma. Mm-hmm. Whereas they come to our building, they tell their story once, and it's stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys do all the rest of it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So really, you are acting as kind of a shield for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so wonderful. We really appreciate you guys being here in the community, and we're delighted that, you know, we can use our holiday party as a way to get some toys gathered and raise a little bit of money for you guys. I know Giving Tuesday just passed. Did you do any fundraising for Giving Tuesday?
We did. It was a blast. We had a donor, the Dean Foundation and Hudson Valley Credit Union, come forward, and they provided a challenge. And they said, listen, if you think you can raise $30,000, we'll match it dollar for dollar.
Oh, nice.
And the community, your listeners, some of your listeners called in. They responded. We ended up with the match raising over $101,000 for the kids.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
It is record-breaking.
Yeah.
So we are, it's big smiles at the center. We're really, really just touched at what this is going to do for the kids that we serve going into the new year. And of course, all of the toys being collected are getting poured back to your holiday party. Those are going to get poured back to help kids that are in need. And some of them say, well, Santa doesn't come to my house. Mm-hmm. He forgets my house or skips over my house. And we've heard that before. And so this is really helping to make the holidays a little brighter for those kids.
Yeah. Rachel, this is something that we kind of talk about every year, but you can probably do a better job explaining. I know that there tends to be a need for toys for maybe older kids. You know, I know it's kind of easier to buy for like little kids who will kind of play with anything. What are some examples of, you know, nice gifts to get to bring to the holiday party for, the age group of kids that might be a little bit underrepresented?
Oh, nice. Thank you. That's so true. We do get a lot of toys for the younger, which are still so wonderful. You know, the Barbies and the board games, those are all wonderful. But it is great to think about the teens. And they still, you know, some of the classics, fuzzy socks and a lot of fidget things and sensory toys are really popular right now with some of the older kids. Headphones, things like that. And of course, board games, card games. But it's so nice when we do see things come in for that age bracket of, you know, 12 and over, the teens who are sometimes forgotten.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just, I mean, hard to shop for if you don't know, like, you know, what are the teens into these days? But those are really, really great tips. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And even some smaller gift cards are wonderful too. They okay. are all, they all love, there's some popular drinks at Starbucks, and that's kind of a luxury for these
guys. Yeah. Oh, that's
so
a great idea.
A Starbucks card gets them like the popular pink drink that a lot of the teens love, or the Roblox cards. Those are things that are considered luxuries for these kids. So
that is a great idea. And that's my favorite kind of gift, is the thing that, you know, you want, but you would never get for yourself.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And underwear, this is sad to say, but underwear and socks are, you know, something that age group, it's a common item that is requested out of our food and supply closet at the center.
Okay.
So those are also very helpful.
All right. Amazing. Rachel, we cannot wait to see you on Wednesday. Is there anything else that we should know about what's been going on, or just that you want folks to know about the CPCA?
I want folks to know that it takes a community. It's all of us together protecting kids. It is our business. And if you see something, please leave it to the experts, leave it to the investigators. You don't have to call it in. You can place a call, place a report. If you're, we do free trainings on the warning signs. How do you tell if a child in your neighborhood needs help? And it is so much more prevalent than people realize. And sometimes usually that initial call, you're not ripping families apart. It's providing families with the support and the resources that they need. A lot of times these families are referred in for parenting programs or that extra support that they need. So, we're here. We're here for the community. And I would just really encourage people, if you want to know more, stop in and see us. Take a tour. It's fascinating. Just learn about that whole child welfare process, what happens when a child's brought to our building. Give us a call if you have questions. Stop by and see us at the WKZE holiday party.
Yes, please do. And I can vouch, just the easiest, friendliest people to talk to over at the CPCA. Rachel, thank you so much for hopping on with me today.
Thank you. See you soon.
See you soon.